Every man I come tough this year. No easy mess up by us, step out, yeah.
Watch the ride out. They call me going for a bunch. I don't be done, go to the park. I don't believe we got the thing. We don't be bounce right back. Don't be sing, don't find the rhythm. Ah, like a husband, like a stop liar's track. And they must come to add up the
oh, na, na, na. Every man I come rough this year. And everybody said that them are the ruler.
Better know that, you know.
Every man I come tough this year. I want you know what we have been styling. Yeah.
Watch the ride on, we get the rough this year. Down the moon and them a make a kind of say this year we not bet nothing on the rough this year. We say you better get set. You're the rock about to talk about the
I went down to the corner just to get me a glass of wine. I went down to the corner just to get me a glass of wine. Well, I saw my baby said, Daddy, you're looking mighty fine. Well, I done got drunk and I got into a fight. Yeah, I done got drunk and I got into a fight. Well, I pulled my 45 and I got that shot of mine. Well, the cops have got there, they put me in a county jail. Yeah, the cops have got there, they put me in a county jail. I said, look here, son, ain't nobody gonna go your way. I got a hack.
Yeah, right there. Nice ending. That was Los Chicos with Year Zero. Before that, we heard 19 Years by Johnny Gentry. And then we heard Rough This Year by Shaka Demos and Pliers. And yeah, set started off with Nancy Sinatra, 100 Years. And obviously, songs about years. And we're going to wind all this down today. Maybe get into decades. There's only like three songs that have decade in the title, you know. And we're going to do those. So, yeah, so it's kind of fascinating getting to the end of the line, getting to the years. Then Centuries is going to be a good show. This is a pretty good show, though. I mean, I kind of preview everything out and go, oh, this is a good song. It's good. And if something's not moving me while I'm listening to the radio, I put myself in your shoes and I take it off automatically. But so far, no stinkers yet. Mm-mm. No. What else is happening? What other thing? What other thing? It's too early to tell you more stuff because you already know not to make a fire in your house. And you know if you're firing up a bong, you know to keep away from the curtains, right? You know that. You learned that today. You know? Mm-hmm. So you, and I don't think any college people listen to this show. Nor college graduates. No, just a bunch of ne'er-do-wells. Ne'er-do-wells. Yeah. Yeah. Folks just coasting through life. Yeah, that's all right. You do what you want to do. I'm not your boss. I ain't going to tell you what to do. Your boss. Now, if you're working and you listen to this with your boss, oh, man. You know what they call him boss? Because backwards it spells double S-O-B. There's some factory floor humor for you right there, boys and kids, and boys and girls and kids, and men with hats. Coming up next, Men with Hats. Is that that band? Men Without Hats. It was Men Without Hats. Ah, shoot. I missed the boat on that one. Let's get into more. Okay. Hazel Atkins. Crazy one-man band from, he's dead, man. But what a nutty hillbilly. I saw him live. This guy is just, he was just nuts. Because when he was little, he heard, has Hank Williams. He heard him on the radio, and he thought Hank Williams was playing all the instruments. So he learned how to try and play all the instruments so he could be a musician. So he kind of playing everything. And when I saw him live, man, it was towards the end of his life. He's all liquored up, and he's all incoherent and not finishing songs. And there's one dude jumps up on stage how can I put this word? Pulled his drawers down. Not Hazel Atkins' drawers. He pulled his own drawers down. And, you can kind of see what he did with that. Yeah. What can I say? It was entertainment. That's entertainment, friends. Drunken hillbilly not finishing song and a guy pulling his wang out on stage. There you go with that. 28 years. Here he is. Hazel the Hayes Atkins. This is pretty late in his career, too, so he's pretty beat up.
You know, I live in West Virginia way back in the hills, and I want to tell you about Paul's song called 28 Years. You know, he helped me a few days. He talked and talked about his ex-wife.
This ain't him playing all these instruments. That I know for a fact. Because that guitar does not sound like a Hazel guitar.
28 years.
The acoustic guitar and the other thing. That's Hayes. They overdubbed his other stuff later to make it sound coherent.
All morning me to know it's been. Thank you. And I knew it was about the one you loved so. He won't need to understand. It'd be 28 years. Some guesses. Then he said, 28 years come yesterday. It's been 28 years come yesterday. And you know he stopped working again. He come to the porch. He sat down again. Then he started talking. He showed me some pictures. And that's when I knew that he loves you. You know, I believe if Paul had his way tonight, he'd come back home to you. Cause he told me he'd done you so long. But I believe he's had his way.
Seconds last for hours, all evening. This perfect.
that got to thinking here. Ever see those signs? There are signs of when people lose their dogs, and it says, do not chase. You think they really want that dog back? You know, because if it says, do not chase, and you see the dog, you're supposed to say, oh, there's that lost dog. Eh, whatevs. I'm not supposed to chase it. I'm not supposed to chase it or catch it or pet it. And dude just must not want this hound back. I'm not supposed to chase him. Don't chase him. What do you mean don't chase him? I don't chase that dog. He's lost. I don't chase the dog. The dog's not gonna. You chase him. I'm a dog chasing guy. What can I say? Actually, I'm a very, I would probably just go. I would let the dog just go by. I'm very passive when it comes to, like, I'm extremely passive. You know, I'm one of these omega males. Not even beta, like an omega, like a Z. See, the whole Zombo thing, you know? Like when, for example, you see something or you run into, I'm very passive when it comes, but I'm aggressive also. For example, I won't let somebody in traffic if I notice they have a bumper sticker I don't like. If they have a bumper, I'm not going to let them in traffic. You know, everybody's merging and I see a Confederate flag on somebody's truck. They're not getting in traffic. They're not getting in front of me. They're not getting in front of me. And they should know why, you know? White pickups. For sure. I don't know what it is with white pickup trucks. Any other color, it's interesting, but white pickup trucks just seem to scream that kind of person. Mm-hmm. The white 150, the F-150 with the giant wheels, that thing. So, yeah, I'm like, or if I'm walking in the parking lot and someone's got like, you know, some kind of thing I don't like on their bumper. I might accidentally scratch their car. Oops. But I will not confront anyone because you're not going to change anybody's mind. You just make life a little more difficult for them. That's all. You know, you don't let them cut you off in traffic. You don't let them do that. You cut in front of them in the supermarket. You take that last hoagie out of the case. Before they get to it, you know, in the freezer case, you both are going for that hoagie. You get there, if you take that, you get your hands on that. You're a little aggressive there, but you're doing it very well. Oh, did you want this after you buried your thumb in it? After it's probably you itched your butt. And then, so then the guy ends up, it's just a lose-lose situation. Oh, you can have it now. All right. And the guy eats the hoagie not knowing he's getting some of your butt juice. So that's pretty awesome. So yeah, so it's things like that. You know, don't go toe to toe with anybody. You go toe to toe. Always pick. They say always pick the battles you think you can win, and then walk away from them. That's the thing to do. There's an anti-bullying thing in here. I'll probably tell you later how to anti your bullies. That's right. How to anti your pasta. All of that stuff. But yeah, so that's the thing about you. Just like, do not chase. Right, I'm not gonna chase them. Anything that's going to cause any kind of stress or conflict or pain or uncomfortableness, I'm going to hightail it out of there. You know, but I'm going to get my two cents in without them really knowing it. Oh, I'm sorry I cut you off. No, not really. Or when somebody says, oh, my dog died. And you say, man, I'm sorry to hear that. You know why? Because I am sorry to hear that. I am sorry I am hearing that. You should have let me chase your dog. He'd still be around if you let me chase him. But you wouldn't. You wouldn't let me chase him, and now he is dead. Stone dead. So there. Lesson learned? Not really. Champagne year. St. Vincent, Zombo in your brain.
It's not a killing, but it's enough to keep the cobwebs clear. Cause it's not a perfect plan. It's not a perfect plan, but it's the one we
and say it twice.
See,
here we go.
Like
see, there's the thing with the blues. It gets me. It's lazy songwriting. You write one line, and then you say the same line again, and then you have the line that rhymes, right? And you go do do do. There it goes.
Do you feel the way I do?
There's the do-do-do turnaround. This is over. Yep, there it is. Sorry, gotta lose that. That was just getting me. Here's Last Year's Wife by Zero La Shouts. Zombo in your brain. I am not gonna tolerate so much dead milk and cows.
Catch your eye out on the edge throw by, some fast and some go slow. Versions of us come and go. I see myself, I see your lived-in face. If one that's in search of grace, a new year of grace. Splits the sky apart. I think our love should live in this space. Precious momentary grace.
That's a pretty song. Very pretty song. Ben Watt, who is half of the band, I guess. Everything But the Girl. Him and his wife, Tracy Thorne. Yeah. And pretty stuff. Pretty stuff from a solo record. We heard the Vietnam Veterans doing Next Year, and we started with Last Year's Wife by Zero Lekerchi. And man, that's nice 80s tune. Yes. So, playing all songs with years. And it's 11:30 and about halfway through and just might make it. I think we are. I think I had to cut a couple songs because I previewed the lyrics. It's like, holy moly, I can't play that. You guys would freak out. I'd get kicked off the air. So I had to knock those off. Hey, you need T-shirts? You probably do. Clockwise would like to make them. That is correct. Founded here in the Pittsburgh, Clockwise. Now print, I don't know where the Savory Hand Pie people went. Yeah, they're the Savory Hand Pie people. I can't find that promo anywhere. But this is Clockwise making shirts. Their water-based ink and tri-blend fabrics make a shirt you will love for years to come. You'll love that shirt. It'll be your favorite shirt. You go, where's that shirt I got from Clockwise? Oh, that? The shirt you love? Yeah, it's right here, my darling. Aww! And a tender moment happens, just like Ben Watt and Tracy Thorne, married 40-some-odd years. That's right. And here's your favorite T-shirt, Tracy. It's the one from Idlewild. Remember that album that got real popular? They hated that record. You know, it could have driving and missing. And they said, why? How did we get so popular? They hated being popular. So I don't think they got to worry about it much now. They got their money and they're just hanging out probably, you know. For more information on how to produce your own apparel, you can do it yourself with Clockwise. You can go to Clockwise.io. Clockwise.io. What's an I.O.? That's a new one. Go to Clockwise.io. Okay. You go www.clockwise.io. And then you'll get old McDonald's if you put the E-I-E-I in there too. Yes. All right, here's 5 Year Itch, the henchman, Zombo, in your brain.
Thank you.
How often do you think the guitar player and the singer got in the fight? This guy's doing a solo right over this guy singing. How often do you think these guys got in fights? Because the Master's Apprentice is probably the last thing they recorded. And it's like, listen, this guy's guitar solo's all over the place. Yeah, see? And it's too loud. So obviously, the guitar player had a thing to do with the mixing. Before that, we were Sleepy LaBeef. Let's turn back the years. But yeah, this guy's some big hot shot. You can see the singer's kind of laid back. And then this guy. Yeah. Yeah, I can see a lot of fights in this band. Or just everybody saying, yes, guitar player. Yes, guitar player.
Rock and roll, and I'm sure you've heard songs wrote a long time ago, but I wonder if you've ever heard 12 Years on Death Row. This is about a man who was brave and strong. You know, they say this man did a lot of wrong, but we the people let this man make a good stay. And then yet some of us had to take this poor man's life away. Why, there must have been in him some good. Just look at the book he wrote, and no one's life he had actually took. They wouldn't listen to Mr. Allen, Mr. Brando, and Shirley MacLaine. They went ahead and took this poor man's life away. You know, I wonder if they really sleep good at night, for deep down, they know that they didn't do him right. Someday, they gonna have to go up to those pearly gates, and there's old St. Peter that they've got to face. He'll say, turn, sinner, and go away. For here in these pearly gates, you know you can't stay. For a man's life you have took, and you know that's just a good book. Yes, even the commandments you have broke. And with that sinner, you know you can't joke. After all, Carl Chessman did pay, not only with his life, but the sleepless nights that he just lay. Ah, you may wonder why all this I know. But you see, I too, Hoyle Miller, was once on death row.
Will you love me now, or love me not at all? As the years go by, will you love me not at all? Oh, love me not at all. Can't you feel my love? Do you know, oh, my plea? As the years go by, will you ever come to me? Ever come to me? I used to walk
watching the waves touch the shore. Then to my eyes came a vision of you, a vision
All right, that's Peter Stample. And that dude's done a lot of stuff and a lot of drugs. That was from a record he put out called, I think it was called The 20th Century. It's a crazy record where he did a song from every year from the year 1900 to 2000. And that was the years. I don't know who originally did that. It probably was something, okay? We had Hoyle Miller before that, 12 Years on Death Row. Thing about Carol Chessman. Yeah, real happy thing. So the song's about years. And I forgot all about Happy New Year's. The Melnick, Happy New Year. Spike Jones and the City Slickers, Zombo in Your Brain.
This is my New Year's resolution. When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. While I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. Come on. How about Sir Frederick Gass? Come on, boy.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey's seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebum?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. My ear's root revelation.
Hey, Spike, how about Spike?
In this coming year, I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
So yeah, that. There you go. There you go. Spike Jones and the City Slickers. That was like New Year's 1948. And the thing about that is it was the flip side to their big Christmas hit, All I Want for Christmas is Your Two Front Teeth. That's right. That was the punk version. All I Want for Christmas is Your Two Front Teeth. Yeah. All right. Speaking of New Year's, here's New Year by the Breeders.